For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to another episode of the Cody puts his wine up right away to the Boo Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by my good friends, Cody Frankel and Avery Zaretsky. A lot to unpack today. The Rangers big win against Florida. First time beating Florida this season in the shootout. Zibanejad with a beauty. Panarin, another beauty in the shootout. And the Rangers get two big points. Now this President's Trophy race is really getting tight, but a big week coming up. The Rangers host Philadelphia Tuesday night, they're in Colorado Thursday, and in Arizona Saturday to round out the month of March. Boys, how are we feeling?
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. You know me, I felt good all year. There was a little bit of a slump, but I knew this team was great, and they're proving it every step of the way. It's actually crazy, the President's Trophy race. There's like seven teams within 1 point of first in the league, so it's going to get tight towards the end, but the Rangers continue to prevail and win hockey games.
Well, I do want to address something. Johnny, do you believe this team can win a Stanley Cup?
I do.
So then stop tweeting about who can stop the Avs, because we can.
Well, I think the Avs are the best team. I think they're
who is beating the Avs 4 games out of 7 was the exact tweet.
I think there are five teams that can win the Stanley Cup, but I think the Colorado Avalanche are the team to beat right now. I think they're unreal. If you watch an Avalanche game, it's just a whole different level. I mean, they're down.
I actually watched part of the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, and you're telling me you watch that team play, and you're like, man, like the Rangers can keep up speed wise with them.
I mean, I think the Panthers are a faster team. My opinion. I think the Panthers are faster.
Get the fuck out of here. No, they're not.
You don't think the Panthers are faster than
them? I don't think they're a faster team, but the Rangers would definitely make the Avalanche slower than they look against other teams. Absolutely. The Rangers play sound defensively.
In general, though, you watch the Avalanche play against.
You think the Avs are the fastest team in the league?
Well, especially McKinnon, Rantanen, McCarr.
No, obviously, those guys are on the ice. McKinnon's an animal. Obviously,
but dude, when those guys are on the ice, even Sheldon Keefe said it, it's like it's a different game. Like that third period. They're down 4-2 going in, and they dominated the entire 20. And I know what everyone's thinking.
Don't let Mika get hot, bro.
No, it's the fucking Penguins. It's the fucking Penguins. But the Avalanche have done it against everyone. They came back from down 3-0 against Vancouver. Like, this is what this team does. Their biggest question mark is Georgiev in goal, for sure. But Colorado is just like, I'm telling you, that team is.
I understand. And I actually came to this realization last night, and I really haven't thought about it much, but it's just like we watch the Rangers and we micromanage everything, so we think that they're great, but we also think that like they don't look as great as they are. Like, think about what other teams and other fans of other teams feel about the Rangers. Like, I understand you can see the Colorado Avalanche is a great hockey team, but everybody probably looks at the Rangers right now, they don't want to play us. They probably think we're the best team in the league because we truly are.
I disagree, Abe. I think not disagree that you think we're the best team, because in my opinion, I think there's a lot of good teams right now. Can I say the Rangers are definitively the best team in the league? Probably not. Can I say they're top three, like no question, have a chance to win the Stanley Cup? Yeah, I can. The issue is I think they're getting overlooked a lot right now because there's so many juggernauts in the West. But like the East has juggernauts too. Like the Panthers are animals. The Canes are animals. Toronto, I know their playoff history, but they're a good hockey team.
Like, yeah, but oh, you're talking about like being scared when McKinnon's on the ice. Okay, we have Artemi Panarin. He has 5 goals in the last 2 games. He's 99 points. He's having the best year of his career. Like when he steps on the ice, there's other teams are thinking, we don't want him to have the puck. It's the same way.
I want to take a quick second just to talk about our new sponsor called Cut. We've got a great new partnership with them, and I love betting with my friends against my friends and betting on them to do anything, whether it's sports games, who's fast. That's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. They have customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. So what should we bet on? Maybe Cody shaves his head, Avery dyes his hair, I knock my teeth out or something, who knows? But either way, use our promo code BELIEVERANGERS, that's capital B, capital L, capital E, capital A, capital V, and capital R in Rangers, BELIEVERANGERS for 10% off welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code BELIEVERANGERS. Go to Cut and put your money where your mouth is.
The difference between this Rangers team and previous years, the second line is phenomenal. Lafreniere took an enormous step. Vincent Trocheck looks like 3x the player he was last year. It's just like if Mika and Kreider get hot, this team's unbeatable. I truly believe that.
But here's the thing with that statement. While Panarin is unbelievable, one of the most elite players in the NHL, like I couldn't agree more. I think he deserves all the praise in the world. There is a physical difference with watching Panarin versus watching McKinnon versus watching McDavid. Like those two are physical specimen. Panarin is just a very smart, creative hockey player. But when you talk about the difference in defense, and I've talked to players about this, the difference in defending a McKinnon, a McDavid versus defending a Panarin. Panarin, you're afraid of the play he might make, the person he might find that's open. He's not necessarily going to beat you one-on-one himself because he's more of a creative player. He's not necessarily someone who's going to burn you with speed or out-muscle you. But those two, if you take one wrong step, McDavid flies by you. And if you give an inch to McKinnon, he'll run right through you. It's just a different game.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Sorry, Avery. I agree with you, Johnny. I do. I'm not comparing Artemi Panarin to Nathan McKinnon or Connor McDavid. Mm-hmm. He's not as good as they are at hockey. It just is what it is.
He's as effective.
100%.
But totally. And is he also a top 10 player in the league? Yeah, I think he is. But when I look at a complete team and a deep team, I don't think the Rangers have ever had a team quite like this. And I think they can go toe-to-toe with anybody. You know, some nights they might win a little sloppier than others and, you know, figuring out playing 60 full minutes of hockey. But like, I think the Avs would be scared to play us. I think the Avs would be because of our,
style I'm not of saying play, teams wouldn't be scared to play us though.
No, but I think because of our style of play, I think we're a very good matchup against the Colorado Avalanche. I think, for example, if the Leafs played the Avalanche, I could see the Avs winning in 5 in a Stanley Cup. But I think we're the type of, and I'm not saying we'd beat them in 5. It would probably be a 7-game series. But I think we're the type of team that is built this year to withhold a team like the Avalanche. Just my opinion.
Two things. Yeah, one, Cody, great point. I think that with this team this year, you look at what just happened in the Florida game. They went down 2-0. I didn't sweat for a second. I had a really good feeling they were going to come back in that game by the way they were playing.
You didn't sweat at all.
No, dude. Not at all. The way that they were playing in that game, like obviously Tkachuk had a great tip, but the Rangers were outplaying them the first period and leading into the second period. I had no worry that they were going to come back in that game. I always felt that they were the stronger team. They just had bad bounces go the other way. And then you want to talk about just going back to Panarin because I didn't get my point out. When he has the puck, it's not even about his size and his ability because his hockey IQ and the way he's able to navigate through the ice makes up for that. So just because he's not a physical player doesn't make him not as big of a threat as both of them, as a McKinnon.
Is that not what I said?
Well, you were like,
I said he's as effective. But defending him one-on-one is different than defending
him. Is that McKinnon is a specimen out there. It's just like, yeah, Panarin might not be as big, but he, whenever he has the puck, are you nervous that he's going to lose it? Probably not.
That's
just because he's going to get out-muscled.
So let me ask you something. And yeah. I don't mean to cause a rift. I get what you're
just
saying.
Avery's just twisting my words. It's not
No. I get what you're saying.
Well, it sounded like you were saying. It sounded like you were saying, like, oh, like, you know, going up against a McKinnon's harder because he's stronger. But yeah, he's a stronger guy. But Panarin makes up for it with his hockey IQ. Every time he skates a puck in the zone, he has it on his stick and he's able to make the play because he either comes in and he makes that quick turn that he always likes to do, or he drives the net. I've never seen Artemi Panarin skate the puck in the zone and be like, oh my God, he's going to lose it because he's outside.
I love Artemi Panarin as much as the rest of them. If you ask 10 defensemen who's harder to defend between the three of those players, McDavid, McKinnon, Panarin,
they're obviously going to say Panarin is the least hard player to defend out of those three. Well, because
I don't want to play hypothetical. I'd like you to start asking that question, Johnny, Mr. NHL reporter.
Well, I look like a fucking idiot if I ask that question. That's the point.
Okay, so let me ask you something. If you're power ranking
the Hart Trophy this year.
Forget about the one-on-one. It's not about the one-on-one. It's about the entire team and how the teams would match up against another. So if you're power ranking the top five teams right now in the NHL, who are you going with? I want to hear each of yours.
Okay.
Well, in order?
In order from 5 to 1.
I think I did this on my show on Morning Cup of Hockey last week. I think I had Colorado, Rangers, Hurricanes, because this is as of late.
Okay.
I think those have been the best three teams as of late in that order.
Okay.
I had Nashville as 5. Lately, dude, you can't deny what Nashville is doing as of late. They're 15-0-2 in their last 17. Saros is playing unreal. They're defending well. Forsberg is on fire. Yossi's playing incredible. Nashville's a team to watch out for. I had them at 5, but they might even be fucking 4 right now with how good they're playing.
Crediting the Stars, dude. They're really hot too.
No, the Stars, they're the next team. But you know, power rankings is not the whole year. It's like as of late, you know, right. Like thinking the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, you know? Leading into playoffs, there's 10 games left.
I think the Avalanche are the best team right now.
Okay.
I would go Rangers, Colorado, Florida, Vegas, Carolina. I still think Vegas
has been ass.
Yeah, but I still think that they're in the top 5, no debate. Like, especially if they get
so that's not a power ranking. You're talking about like who's playing well lately. That's a power ranking.
I mean, I would still leave them in there.
Okay,
they're a great hockey team.
Okay,
Cody,
what's their record in the last 10?
I would probably go
5-5-0.
That's not even that bad.
I no.
500.
I'd probably go Avs 1, Rangers 2. Not that I think the Rangers can't beat the Avs, because I do. 3, it's tough because
the Rangers can beat the Avs.
Okay. Wait, just let me finish. Mm-hmm. So I agree with Avery here. 3, I'm going to go Panthers only because we see them and we don't see the Western teams as much. So I can only go off of the sample sizes and the games I've been watching. I will say 4. Probably the Stars. They're really hot lately. I think they're 8-2 or like 1-12 of their last 15, something like that. Like they're really hot.
Four game heater.
Yeah, they're playing really well. And 5th is kind of like a toss up for me between like the Canes, only because I've seen them, and then like Winnipeg and the Canucks. And I know Winnipeg isn't playing that well, but like they beat us, and you know they're a team that I look at and I'm like, They're a team that gets underlooked because of, you know, they haven't really been in the playoffs much lately.
You can't beat us, then go lose to the Devils, Islanders, and fucking Caps.
I mean, we do that shit sometimes.
They lost to the Devils, they got smoked by the Islanders, and then they lost to the Caps yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I had to go a 5th team right now, I'd probably go the Hurricanes, again, only because we see them. But, you know, I'm not taking – I mean, the Canucks have hung there all year long, and they're like – I think they're 7-3 or something like that.
They slumped a bit, but they've gotten back in the right direction. Yeah, but again, I mean, the Canucks are like
– and they manhandled us.
But they also haven't played – that team hasn't played a playoff series. And I mean, they were in the bubble, but before that, they haven't really been a playoff team.
Right.
So.
To me right now, it's like – it's Avs, Rangers, Panthers, and then everybody else. I mean, I do think there's a lot of good teams in the West. There really is, but like, we don't have to worry about that. Like the team, the one team that I'm like, okay, if we play them, it's going to, and again, Vegas will be there too. Like their team, like you wouldn't love to play in a Stanley Cup, but like, I'd be okay with it. Whereas the Avs, you're sweating a little because you know every single game is going to be a grind. So
it's just for me, it's the speed. It's the speed. Like I think I've talked about this before on the show. Like I walked into the Rangers room after they played the Avalanche. They won 2-1. It was a great game. Jonathan Quick played unbelievable. But those guys, like, I'm not going to say which defensemen it were. Like, we were talking to them, you know, off the record, and they're like, dude, that team's fucking fast. Like,
the way to shut down fast teams are shut down guys, and we have a whole bunch of shutdown guys.
Yeah, and we did the 1-3-1 against Colorado. MacKinnon walked right fucking through it and scored a goal. Actually, Laviolette gave me the best.
Before Wenny, dude.
Just touched on how fast Colorado is, and they scored that one goal tonight on a set breakout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that more of a breakdown on the team end, or is that?
That's, you know what, to be honest, it's on me. It's, you know, that's, we knew what was coming at us, and sometimes I feel like I can do a better job explaining things. And so we were in place, we were in position, but after that happened, we made a quick adjustment inside the room, able to handle that speed a little bit more. I think some people you have a, I think for some, for a team, you can have a game plan in place, and we should have maybe thought about that with his speed and the way he attacks the neutral zone, that maybe we should have just made an adjustment. So that's on me. We made that adjustment after the period.
When you go up against MacKinnon, and even Lavi said it, it's like, dude, that's like, it's almost due to happen. Like, it's just going to happen. He's going to get it. It's like going up against McDavid. It's going to happen. But like,
well, you so could bro, see the same thing about Panarin.
Whenever Panarin's in the lineup, you know, he's bound to get a point. He's bound to score a goal. He's bound to get a great assist. Like, it's just about having these great players, and the Rangers have that this year. That's been the difference, is like, we've always relied on like the top line, and this year we finally have a really good second line. The third line's really strong defensively, and they can make offensive plays. You got Wenberg, who can skate up the ice, and the fourth line, VC's finally in his spot where he needs to be. And like, I don't know, it just feels like the pieces are in the right place, and we've been playing so well without Lindgren, without Trouba. Like, and you see the resurgence of Zach Jones. I mean, come on, guy, how can we not talk about how great he's been, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think we've had a podcast since, but I gave you guys a little shit because Sam said that Zach Jones,
that was funny.
Adam Fox out there, he got him a little mixed up. I mean, listen,
that was good.
Two guys who are just skilled defensemen, a little bit of the same height. They kind of look the same out there, you know, and I'm not saying he's a Norris defenseman, but Zach Jones,
he's playing great. He's shifty as hell.
Yeah, he's going to be real nice in the lineup next year.
Mm-hmm. You know what I don't like? The one thing I don't like is Tampa Bay heating up, because as of late, they've beat the Rangers, the Avalanche, the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Panthers. So that's one thing I don't like, is Lightning heating up, knowing that could be a first-round matchup waiting. That's another one that's
to that point, they could even jump Toronto and get third.
Which would be great. Yeah. Best-case scenario. Get them away from us. They're, you know,
yeah,
a little PT. Listen, I'm not saying I don't want to play them at some point, because I do. I want a full-on revenge tour. I just rather us get our mojo a little bit in the first round against somebody else.
I have a question for you guys quickly. I think it's probably by far the most pressing thing right now for the Rangers, and I can't really get it through my head, but when Trouba and Lindgren come back, like, what do we do? Because Jones has been playing great. It's so, I mean, like, how can you put Miller back with Trouba? How good he's been playing with Schneider? Like, I don't know. I really don't know what they do.
I mean, the hard answer is like, Jones is going to get sent down. He'll be the seventh. Like,
he'll be on the roster though. Playoffs.
What'd you say? I don't know, man. He's been playing better than Gus. I know Gus is out like day to day right now because of that.
Oh, right. I always forget about Gus. Sneaky man. But, yeah, I mean, did Jones play a playoff game for us last year? He did, right? Did he play?
So.
Or was it 2021? Was it 2021? Did he play a playoff game for us?
I don't think he's played a playoff game. Let me look.
I will say though, like, Gus had a really rough game against Florida, but he's had a good enough season where he deserves to have a playoff spot. I still think he's like a great defenseman to have in the lineup. He runs a really good power play too, but yeah, it's hard to deny how good Zach Jones looks out there. But yeah, I don't think he's played a
He might not have. I don't know why. I thought he did, but
no, they brought in like Ben Harper to step in.
Yeah,
in that seven.
I'm excited to see that Scanlon play.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm thinking of a big boy. Maybe.
Yeah. Scanlon's a big boy. But back to the original argument. Like, I think the Rangers could win the Stanley Cup. I never said they couldn't. I just watched Colorado, and they're on a different level. That's really.
Wait, I want you to answer. I mean, you're the reporter.
What? Oh, the D pairs?
Yeah.
I think you keep Miller Schneider together. I think you go Fox Lindgren and then Jones Truba. I would even be comfortable with. I don't think. Yeah, Gus has been, you know, he had a really good stretch when Fox was out, and he can run the second power play unit. But I don't think anybody's tied to that guy. What?
Sorry to interrupt. I don't think anybody's tied to that.
No, I agree. I agree. I'd be just as comfortable with Jones in there with Truba as much as I would be with Gus.
Do you think they'd put Miller back with Truba?
Like, there's no way they can, right?
Well, Lavi looks at that as the shutdown pair, so I could see him doing
matchup based.
So. I could see him switching it back.
Yeah. And also like it again, like matchup based, right? If you're getting matched up with the Lightning and you need a shutdown pair, I could see him going like that. If you're playing Detroit, could leave it a little bit, see what the mojo's like. I would hate for Zach Jones to get sent down. I feel like they've messed with his mind so much, and I feel like he's really earned his keep, and he's been playing really well. And like you guys said, I mean, Gus started off really hot, and the last 20 games or so he's really cooled off, maybe even since the All-Star break. You know, so I'm just thinking in the sense of like experience. Well,
they're gonna carry 7D, man. He'll be
for sure. But like it when you go, think about it, and this is what I was alluding to. I think what I was alluding to was they could have played Zach Jones last year, and they went, or when they had Justin Braun 2 years ago, and they went with Justin Braun over Zach Jones. I think that's what I was thinking of, or maybe it was right over Schneider or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I do think Zach Jones should be in the lineup, but we'll see. Listen, it's a great problem to have. I still think Gus is a great spot there too. Like I really don't think he can go wrong, but in terms of like Truba coming back and Lindgren coming back, I really, really want to see Miller and Schneider kept together. I love that pairing.
Do we have timing on both of those guys? Like, I know they've said like a couple weeks, but do we have timing on either of those guys? I know he's skating, but do we think he sees a game in the next 10 games? Truba's 10
games? I would say he plays.
Maybe one or two.
Truba's out, right? Truba's out. They'll probably shut him down in the playoffs.
He was 2 to 3 weeks, but I don't know what they're going to do.
It's been 2 weeks already.
I know, but they don't say anything. So I know. It's tough to really.
I would say you definitely see Lindgren game one playoffs, but if Truba's not skating now, it's really hard to say that he's going to be in game one. But we'll see. You never know.
Still three weeks to go.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, should we get into some fan questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, rip it.
All right, we actually have some really good ones this week. We'll start with a tough one. First one from Zach Briganti. Keep, bench, cut. Igor, Hank, Richter.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is really tough.
I don't want to do that. Keep,
bench.
The crazy thing is.
I'll go first. Like, I'll be the bad guy. I'll go first. I'm keeping Hank because Hank's Hank.
Yeah.
I'm benching Richter and I'm cutting Igor. And the reason I say that is because Richter's done it. Yeah. If Igor wins a cup, I will change my answer.
I think that's the most appropriate. I think that's the most appropriate response. I think you completely change your answer if Igor wins a cup, because I didn't see Richter's. I know what he's done for the organization, but I haven't seen his. If Igor wins it, for sure, but we still reap the benefits of 94, especially me with my family. So I'll give Richter the bench spot, but Henrik Lundqvist, like, there will not be anybody that compares to him no matter what for me.
Yeah. I agree.
With the good
same,
question.
Same exact thing. Yeah. Great question.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more?
With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The next one is from Brandman7694. Do you think Panarin can break the Rangers' goal record in a season? He's got 43 right now, and the record is 54.
Yeah, it's Kreider's. No.
I don't think he's going to get it.
He's not having 11 goals in 10 games.
He could.
That would be insane. But. I mean, he needs another two games with hat tricks, but
I think he'll get 50.
I think he'll end with 48.
They're throwing him out for every empty net, and the guys are going to try to get him the puck whenever there is a chance.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, honestly, can we just talk about for a second how awesome it is, like, his season this year? Because I feel like every single year all of us talk about just like Panarin needs to shoot the puck more. He's such a great playmaker, but he has an unreal shot and he just needs to shoot the puck because he can score from any point on the ice. And, you know, he's finally done that this year. And it's just like, it's honestly amazing to see. I love him.
He's had someone fucking setting him up. Also, Lafreniere has been a great piece for him. Lafreniere has done so much to help his game. And I think people overlook that. Like, I think a lot of the conversation is Panarin elevating Lafreniere, but I think it's been just as much the opposite of Lafreniere elevating Panarin.
100%.
Dude, if Lafreniere was on PP1, he'd have 70 points right now. I'm just going
to
say it.
You look where Panarin's come from in his years as a Ranger. He used to play on a line with Ryan Strome,
Dryden Hunt,
and Colin Blackwell. Like, it doesn't even compare. That's what I'm saying. Like, this Rangers playoff run is going to be so different because you got Vincent Trocheck, who's nearly a point a game, and you got Lafreniere, who's having the best season of his career. So this is like a completely different team to what we've seen, and probably the best since 2014, 2015. So I'm excited.
Dude, Lof's got to get 50. He's got to get it.
Points?
Yeah.
I think he will.
He can.
He's on pace right now to have 50 exactly.
He's at what, 45?
45, yeah. And he's been, yeah.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
All right, just looking up stats for this next one, just to back up the argument. But Goth Brooks RVA said, all due respect to Talbot, but Quick is having the best season ever for a New York backup.
It's a question,
but is Quick having, because
I was
he's never
heard I was that. Gonna say no offense to Talbot, I'm pretty sure Talbot's like third in the league right now in terms of GAA, so
yeah, recency bias would say yes, but I do remember when Henrik went down and Cam Talbot went on that run and won the Stephen McDonald Award, like that was a really, really special year. So it it's so easy to say Quick, but when you think back to that moment when your number one guy goes down and you think your season's over and Talbot went on that run, I'd probably give it to Talbot.
Yeah.
I hate to be that guy. No, I agree with you.
I hate to be that guy. I just want to get the stats too after to read them.
Even put this in the atmosphere, but can you imagine it was Rangers Kings again and we lost to the Kings and it was Cam Talbot who literally just jumped.
No, but I think I've been talking with AJ and Alex about this. Like, this is just destiny. Like, Jonathan Quick beats the Rangers, gets his Stanley Cup, like, has his moment, and then he comes back to his favorite team ever, and he comes back, and he has an unreal season as the backup and does his job in net and lets the team play, and then they win a Stanley Cup, and he finally retires on top, winning a Stanley Cup with his favorite team ever. Like, it would just be a storybook career.
Agreed. And to add to what you were saying earlier, Avery, about this team being different, like, you know, the Hank and Talbot years were great. There weren't too many, but like it was great knowing you had a good backup. Like this year.
Yeah.
But like this year, dude, I couldn't feel more confident like with either of these guys, knowing like, knock on wood, something happens, like you're still set. Like you're still in every single game, which I think as a Ranger fan is like super sigh of relief and also like the best thing you could possibly ask for.
100%.
So let me read just Cam Talbot's stats in his 2 years as Ranger backup. The first year he played, he started 19 games. He was 12-6-1. He had a .941 save percentage, a 1.64 goals against, and had 3 shutouts. That's pretty fucking good.
That's good.
The year they won the Presidents Trophy, the following season, 2014-15, he had 34 starts, was 21-9-4, had a 2.21 goals against, and 5 shutouts with a .926 save percentage and 5 shutouts.
So Talbot was a little better.
Talbot, well, here's Quick.
16-5-4-4. Yeah.
Yeah, 16-5-0, right? Yeah, 16-5-0 with a 2.44 goals against and a .916 save percentage.
And 2 shutouts. Yeah.
So statistically, Talbot was definitely better. Vibes-wise, Talbot was all – like, this is 10 years ago now, so, like, it's tough to remember, but Talbot was pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't remember this happening, but apparently 10 years ago people were saying, should they put Hank as the backup? Like, we were too young probably to – like, I wasn't, like, on Twitter really during those years, so, like, I don't know what people were saying. But apparently that was a thing. I don't know if you guys know about that or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, let's get another one. Let's do a different type of one. Sammy Hockey 36. What is your biggest superstition? Mine is if I have to go to the bathroom and the Rangers are tied, I got to wait until the end of the period.
That's crazy. But it's so funny you mentioned that, because now that I've watched a lot of games with AJ and Alex, like, they are also very superstitious. And I've kind of laid off over the years, but watching with them has brought me back. There were so many moments in that Panthers game where we moved seats. Like, they would get a power play and we would move seats. And then we found, like, a good spot and we stayed there, and then they started scoring. It just feels like it obviously means nothing, but it means something. I don't know how to say it the right way, but in retrospect, it means nothing, but to us, it means something.
Yeah. For me, it's just, like, same clothes. So I remember in 2021, I went to game one when the Rangers handed out those sick ass, like, dark navy shirts with the outer, like, red. And I literally wore that t-shirt every single game of that series. Bro, I was going downstairs to my washing machine and washing that every single night. I was like, I was literally washing and drying it, like, every single night of that playoffs. And my superstition breaks when the team loses a game. So, like, if the Rangers lost a game, I'd switch something up, but kept the shirt. So, like, if I wore the same hat, I'd, like, switch the hat, but kept the shirt.
I never had anything like that. I just wore the same, like, Anisimov jersey basically every game throughout the, like, 2012 to 2015 years. I had the original, like, Winter Classic jersey with Artem Anisimov on it. I just wore that every game, but I didn't have, like, you know, I wouldn't, like, not go to the bathroom or, like, wear the same socks. But I love that people do that. Like, I think it's awesome. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. I would never.
Avery, didn't you have, like, an underwear thing in 2022, or was that you, Cody?
That was not me. That was Avery. I thought too.
I didn't have an underwear thing, but in 2022, I wore like that sleeveless hoodie that I always had, like, every game. That was
that blue one.
Yeah, I just kind of wore the same fit, and it was working, but.
I think this year I'm going to wear the Stadium Series jersey every single game.
It's a sick jersey.
It's so sick. I'm glad you got yours.
And I need to show my boy Kreider some respect and put some respect on the name. So,
all right. We got like time for like two more, maybe three more.
Can we do 10 more? It's fine.
What are the main differences? Actually, I just got a text. No Nick game.
Actually?
Yeah.
You just got disinvited?
No, my friend's dad sold the tickets.
Are you pissed?
It's whatever. I'll go to his. He said, "Come over though and watch." So I'll just go to his apartment.
Yeah. Get out of here soon.
They're playing the fucking Pistons anyway. It's not a big deal.
Oh, dude, that's bottom feeders.
Yeah. What are the main?
Dad owns the Pistons.
Really?
Yeah, my friend from college and my fraternity.
Sick. All right, Tom Mack. What are the main differences you guys see from Lobby last year or Lobby last this year? This is. Type's wrong. What are the main differences you guys see from Lobby versus Gallant?
Listen, I'll say right off the bat, by far in my lifetime, best Rangers coach I've ever seen. in my lifetime, without a doubt. He has done nothing. I mean, it's pretty hard to screw up this lineup. Like, it's just been perfect throughout the year. But the decisions he's made, the way he spoke to the media, like everything that he has done this season, by far, not even close. There's a lot of questionable decisions. I don't want to get into all of them. And then you want to compare him to Gallant. Gallant, the reason why Gallant is successful is because he comes in and he lets the players play their first year.
He's a players coach, yeah.
But then the second year, he gets figured out because he has no system. There's a clear system with this team. And like I said, Laviolette is just beyond what we could have expected. And I know, Johnny, you shit on the hire at first, but.
I mean, I think, come on. We were all.
Johnny was everyone, begging for Andrew Burnett, bro.
Begging. No, I was honestly interested in like Jay Pandolfo out of BU. I thought that was interesting. I just wanted to see something different. You know,
you want to talk about great coaching hires, Capitals, Carberry. I don't know how they're doing what they're doing because their goal differential and everything sucks, but they're doing a great job. We might play that. We'll see.
Yeah. Carberry's doing a good job with the Hershey Bears.
We'll beat them in the
last couple years. But like Cody, you were so high on Laviolette when they hired him.
No, he wasn't either.
No,
you wanted Jay Leach.
No. What I said, what did
you say? You wanted Jay Leach.
I did want Jay Leach. You're right. Yeah. What to it, motherfucker? No,
I don't think anyone was like, this is
Savior. What I said, what I said was Laviolette would be a classic hire. He would be a good coach, no doubt. He's done it before, but he hasn't done it in a while, is what I said. So the fact that he changed the defensive system, which I've been begging for like 10 years for us to adopt, that gave me the answer I needed. And I'm like, he's the guy. That the second he announced that we're taking that system, I'm like, I'm in.
But the thing was, like, at the time the Rangers hired Gallant, he was the clear front runner because of the name. At the time the Rangers hired Laviolette, he was also that front runner because of the name. Like, that's what it felt like.
It's fair. I mean, I always give my same answer anyways with everything, like, including.
What's that?
I always say the same thing before we like make a trade. Like, you just can't judge anything until you see what they actually do. So
yeah, but it's normal. It's human to react, you know.
Of course. Like,
yeah,
and but I that's think, always my common reaction is just why make your head explode over something when you can just wait and see what happens? And clearly, it's been nothing but sunshine and rainbows over here. We'll see what happens, but
yeah, but also, you know, I think it's like the difference is back to the question was just an overall buy-in. You know, like so many times you'd see, I mean, Lafreniere is the easiest example. Like there would be a 10 game stretch last year where you wouldn't notice him. And sure, he was playing on the third line maybe or whatever. But, you know, even the games where guys aren't putting up points this year, I think for the most part, they're still noticeable. Like they're still making an impact on the game where, you know, with those 2 years with Gallant, there just wasn't that, like, I don't want to say give a fuck, but there wasn't that, like, consistent extra level to get to. Where with Laviolette, I feel like even when the team's not at their best, you don't feel like they're out of a game. Like, honestly, I thought for the most part, the Rangers weren't really at their best against Florida. Like, I didn't think they were. They get a power play, Foxy scores a big goal, and all of a sudden everything changes. But the fact that they weren't at their best and they were still in that game, I think says a lot about Laviolette to me. That's just my opinion. I know people might think differently about how the Rangers played in that game. I don't think the first period was that, you know, the Rangers were in control, you know, but that power play certainly helped and was huge to change the course of that game.
Right.
All right. We got one more, maybe. Two more. We'll finish on a fun one. Jackknife 82. At what point would Panarin or Fox be rested for load management? I think Saturday is the perfect opportunity to sit those two. They play in Arizona. But also I think the last game of the year is a home game against Ottawa. Should be a meaningless game if everything goes right. So I would sit them again. Not against sitting them in two games, but as far as the rest of the schedule goes, like, I want the President's Trophy. I want them to finish first. So, and I want Panarin to get 50 fucking goals. And, you know, I want to see him continue to play well. So, like, I wouldn't sit him more than two games, Foxy as well. But also, I think once the Rangers, and sorry if I'm rambling on here, guys, but I think once the Rangers like D-Core is a little bit healthier. Foxy's been playing a lot with Lindgren and Trubout, and he's been playing really fucking good. He stepped it up a lot physically. So maybe once the D-Core is a little bit healthier, they got to give him a night off first because he's 100%. Been above and beyond.
That's good. You can go to the next question. That's perfect.
Dude, this is a side note. So I'm going to Austin, Texas in 3 weeks.
Lit. Again.
Yeah. And I couldn't be
all happy. Your buddies do bachelor parties there. Dude, huh?
Everyone.
That's the spot.
It is. Yeah. It's
the best.
Dude, the bachelor party is April 11th to the 14th. Couldn't be a better time considering the last game's April 15th and playoffs probably start around the 17th, 18th. I would have lost my mind.
I think the first game is the 20th. No way.
Six days?
Yeah. Well, the NHL schedule, I think, ends on the 17th.
Oh, okay.
And the playoffs start.
Rangers are 15th, though, right? So that would have been a nightmare for me if he did it the next weekend and I would have literally ended up missing. I mean, they would have had it on the
bar. No trips to Israel this spring?
Fuck no.
Cody in the fucking conference final. Dude. Watching.
I was in Tel Aviv for the conference final. Dude, I watched every single game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was cool.
Regardless of the time. 3 a.m., no biggie.
All right, last one we'll finish on. Anthony Governale, 19. Best NYC bar to watch the Rangers if you're not in MSG?
American Whiskey. It's my spot. Mustang Harry's.
Yeah,
I like Mustang. Is great.
I like Mustang Harry's to pre and post also.
100%.
Yeah. Mustang Harry's is good, but I think the way they have it set up is just like not right. I feel like they just gotta figure some shit out.
Dude, that game we watched, Cody, it's downtown social now.
13 step.
That was like the most electric bar I've ever been in.
That was lit. That was electric. And we had like 70 people show up. It was fucking awesome.
We watched game 6 of the Penguin series there. When Cryer scored that game-winning goal, it was like the sickest thing ever.
Have you guys been to Hudson Station? That's a really good one, too.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
That's a good one. I mean, okay, the best Rangers bar ever was Flying Puck, just saying. Yeah, oh my god, that's so fucking sad. They got rid of it. It was right on 31st and like it was on the corner of 31st and 7th. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. Probably Mustang Harry's. Probably Mustang Harry's.
It's just so close to the garden. And
It is. In last thing I'll say, in 2014, when I mean you guys probably couldn't even drink yet, but in 2014, when we made the cup, you know, Stout behind the garden?
Yeah.
Like, right behind the garden? Dude, they had, for the cup, they had, like, they combined the outdoor spot with the bar next to them and just created, like, this huge outdoor patio. And, dude, it was the most electric, like, every game. And it was the most electric vibes ever. And then in 2015, after we lost the cup, they just never did it again.
Damn.
Yeah, it was insane. I met Mateau there,
and my guy.
He looks the same 12 years later.
I gotta get him on here.
Yeah,
Mateau.
Yeah,
be cool.
Yeah, he called me a couple of weeks ago.
Get him on, dude.
Avery, how you doing?
He's the best.
Get him on.
I will.
All right, good stuff, boys. Another busy weekend for the Rangers, but we should probably record again. Should we stick to Mondays? Are good. I feel like Mondays.
Yeah, good. They are good. They're good for me.
But I think the Rangers might be playing next Monday. We'll have to check that again, but we'll figure it out. Either way, we're going to have episodes every week for you guys consistently and maybe two a week during playoffs. We'll figure it out. But, any final thoughts before we hop off?
Not for
Rangers,
me.
Rangers play on Monday.
Yeah. They got Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do Sunday or Tuesday.
Figure it out.
Nope. That's it. LFGR baby.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.